Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 1 Kings chapter 22, looking at an amazing account where a prophet named Micaiah had been called by King Ahab and King Jehoshaphat to come and to inquire of the Lord for them as to whether they should go into battle. Well, he did inquire of the Lord for them and basically told Ahab, said, oh, go ahead and do what you want to right there, but you're going to die. Okay, you're going to die. So if you didn't catch the last couple episodes, go back and listen to those and you can see what's going on. We're going to pick up where we were yesterday, then press on a little further, beginning with verse 19. Remember, Micaiah continued speaking and he said this, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. And he's going to tell them what he saw. Okay, the Lord released something to him and he's describing what he saw. What he saw here was the process whereby God has just done what he has done to Ahab with his 400 prophets. The 400 prophets had all said the same thing. Yes, go forth, you shall be victorious. But it was a deceptive word. We know that because of what the real prophet right here is about to say. But he's showing us how God does things sometimes, or at least in this instance right here. The Lord consulted with other Elohim, with other hosts of heaven that are there among them. So this is what Micaiah is saying in verse 19. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the host of heaven standing on him by his right hand and on his left. Well, on his right and on his left. Verse 20. The Lord said, who will entice Ahab to go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? So the Lord had determined that it was time for Ahab to die. And so he's just inquiring of them, y'all got any ideas how to do this? And one said this while another said that. Now, I know when I say that, God's checking with them for ideas that it sounds rather flippant, but that's basically what he was doing. Because it says one said this, one said that. They had various understandings and inputs and ideas. Verse 21, then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. The Lord said to him, how? And he said, I will go out and be a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Then he said, this is the Lord said, you are to entice him and also prevail. Go and do so. So the Lord said, like that idea, that'll work. Go. Verse 23. Now, therefore, behold, and this is Micaiah speaking, the Lord has put a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all these, your prophets. Notice they weren't the prophets of the Lord. They're Ahab's prophets. And the Lord has proclaimed disaster against you. So the true word of the Lord was the right opposite of what the word of the masses of prophets, all 400 of them, had been. The king suspected that. Jehoshaphat definitely suspected that, the king of Judah, because he said, hey, don't you have anybody to inquire of the Lord for us, you know? Verse 24, then Zedekiah, the son of Chenaniah, came near and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, how did the Spirit of the Lord pass from me to you? How did he speak to you? So he's all offended because here Micaiah is saying this is what the word of the Lord is, and this guy comes up and hits him for that and slaps him for it. And you think, well, you know, people don't do that. Oh, yes, they do. Verse 25, Micaiah said, behold, you shall see on that day when you enter an inner room to hide yourself. So here he is. The prophet just gets smacked by a false prophet. The false prophet's accusing him of stuff. And he doesn't believe him. And he's saying that he's the false prophet. Micaiah is the false prophet. He says, you know what? Micaiah says, you're going to understand this when you hide yourself. In other words, there's going to be things that happen to where you're going to hide yourself in a inner room because this place is going to fall. Verse 26. Then the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and return him to Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say thus. Thus says the king, put this man in prison. Feed him sparingly with bread and water until I return safely. So they got a little fight going on here. The king's saying, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put you in jail, and I'm going to give them the instruction that you're to have only bread and water until I get back safely. It had just been prophesied of him that he wasn't going to return safely, that he was going to die. So what does Micaiah do? Does he back off? Does he panic or anything? Nah. Verse 28. Micaiah said, if you indeed return safely, the Lord has not spoken by me. And he said, listen, all you people. So the people were there hearing this. And he said, okay, king, if what I've said is not of the Lord, then It wasn't me. It was me speaking. It wasn't the Lord speaking to me. And what he was really saying to me is, according to the law, if he was a false prophet and he didn't speak forth the truth, then they could execute him. They could stone him. Verse 29. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up against Ramoth-Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and go into the battle, but you put on robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself and went in to the battle. So here the Ahab is going, you know, I'm not too sure about this, so I think I'm going to go into this battle just like your average soldier. So king of Israel, you put on the kingly robe, you know, that would reveal that they're the boss, that they're the leader, that they're the general, that they're the king. And the king of Israel went, well, okay, now watch this, verse 31. Now the king of Aram had commanded the 32 captains of his chariots, saying, do not fight with small or great, but with the king of Israel alone. He's saying this, don't kill any more of their men. Don't kill their leaders. Don't kill the soldiers. Just go after the king himself. Verse 32. So when the captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat, they said, surely this is the king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was not the king of Israel. He was the king of Judah. But since he was dressed that way, right, they thought he was the king. So they turned aside to fight against him, and Jehoshaphat cried out. He was screaming aloud. What was he screaming? I don't know. He's probably screaming, run the other way, or he may be screaming, hey, I'm the king of Judah. I'm not him. Verse 33, when the captains of the chariot saw that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back from pursuing him. So apparently he took off. They were pursuing him. He's crying out. They realize, wait a minute, this is not him. Now watch what happens. Verse 34, now a certain man, just a soldier, drew his bow at random and struck the king of Israel in a joint of the armor. So they're firing off these arrows. Okay, they're in a battle. And so he just fires off this arrow at random, not really aimed at anybody. It actually strikes the king, and it strikes at just the point where there was the joint in his armor to where the arrow could go in. Sounds like an arrow from the Lord, doesn't it? So verse 34 says this, Ahab said to his driver of his chariot, turn around and take me out of the fight, for I am severely wounded. The battle raged that day, and the king was propped up in his chariot in front of the Arameans and died at evening, and the blood from the wound ran into the bottom of the chariot. Well, that's gross. Why that detail? Well, you're about to see why, okay? So the king was propped up in the chariot to where the enemy could see that the king is still there, okay? And so they kept fighting. He kept fighting. He dies, just as the prophet has said, verse 36. Then a cry passed throughout the army close to sunset, saying, every man to his city and every man to his country. Remember? The prophet had said that. So the king died and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. They washed the chariot by the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood. Now the harlots bathed there also, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken. Remember how the Lord had spoken to Ahab and said, because you've done this kind of stuff, because you killed that guy to get his vineyard, that you're going to die in your blood and the dog is going to lick up your blood in that same place? That's what happened. Verse 39. Now the rest of the acts of Ahab and all that he did, and the ivory house which he built and all the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? We don't have that book. The book of Chronicles in our scripture is the kings of Judah. Verse 40, so Ahab slept with his fathers, and Ahaziah, his son, became king in his place. Know this, folks. When the Lord tells you something's going to happen, it's going to happen. When the Lord speaks through his prophets, it's going to happen. The arrow would not be stopped. The arrow found its place, and Ahab found himself dead, even as the Lord prophesied. Well, we'll continue this account next time. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see you then. Goodbye.